Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You've reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
Deborah Clanton.
Thank you. And how may I help you today?
Yes, I had two fraud charges posted onto my bank account. One of 6732 on December 3rd, and another one of $7.95 on November 27th, both from the same company.
Yes, ma'am. Now, if you did not make those charges, I can look into those. Just one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so I do see where this account was first created back on November 27th. The first charge was $7.95. That was the price of a contest entry to enter a cookware kitchen set contest. Does any of that sound familiar?
No.
Okay. Now, if you do not recall participating in the contest entry, I can file this as a fraudulent claim for you. Now, I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is forwarded for a pending investigation and that any false claim can result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you didn't enter the contest, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and refund the account. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
Please.
Okay, one moment. Okay, ma'am, so I have went ahead and processed the refund as well. That will take 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account, and I'll give you the confirmation number.
All right, one second. All right, the confirmation number.
Okay, C as in Charlie,
Go ahead.
2-6-2-8-5-7-9-8-1.
Okay. And it's for sure that it's not gonna that my card's not gonna be hit again, right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Your account has been canceled, and that prevents you from receiving any more charges.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, and is there anything else I could help you with?
Well, yes, that's the $7.95 that's being put back. What
It would be for the
about?
two charges.
Oh, okay. So the 6732 is being put back too?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And so that confirmation covers both of them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You do the same.